Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 209, Thursday, Parshas Lech Lecha. We are discussing for what the Ben Yehoyada says that Hillel HaZaken used to advertise his bitachon. And let's analyze what he did, and let's extrapolate how we can apply this to our day-to-day life. The Gemara in Brachas says that Hillel was walking down the street, and he heard cries in the city. And he announced and he said, Muvtach ani she'ein ze b'seich besi. I am guaranteed, I have bitachin, that these cries are not coming from inside my house. Explains the Ben Yehoyada, Hillel was so secure. He was so secure in his bitachin that he wasn't afraid that in 5 minutes, when he gets home, he might find out that chas v'shalom something happened. And he was willing to advertise in the street to everybody that would listen. Muvtach ani she'ein ze b'seich besi. Even though he was 5 minutes from his house, he made an announcement in public that these cries are not coming from his house because I live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. And the Ben Yehoyada contrasts that this was Hillel's hanhaga, but Shammai did not act like this. And he goes back to Maseches Beitza, where Shammai used to buy the most expensive animal for Shabbos, and he already started doing this on Sunday in the beginning of the week. But Hillel waited till the end of the week, even if he found a nice animal in the beginning of the week, he would eat it that day, and wait till the end of the week, and have the tachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him the most beautiful one for Shabbos. So we see over here a difference between Hillel and Shammai regarding the levels of bitachin. Now we know that the difference between Hillel and Shammai was, we see this many times in Chazal, Hillel was an anav. He let things go, he didn't stand out, so to speak. And Shammai had a different hanhaga. He was like Midas Hadin, he was very tough, like the story with the Geirim that came to Shammai, and Shammai chased them away. So we should really think about this. If we would want to know which one would announce in public that he has bitachin, it would seem to be that Shammai would be the one that would make that announcement. But Hillel was the anav. He was the more downtrodden, so to speak, of the two. So he shouldn't make such announcements in the street. Where did he get the ego, so to speak, and the gaiva to be able to say such a thing? And the answer is that it is exactly the opposite. A person that has true anava, a person that is an anav, always feels like he is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he feels that sense of self-confidence. I am with Hashem, Hashem is taking care of me, I have nothing to worry about. And I'm willing to announce it in the street, and I'm not afraid that in 5 minutes people will make fun of me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take care of me. Because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does take care of me. And you know what? When a person walks around with such an attitude, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does take care of him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to you the way you relate to him. And if you're willing to announce in public that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure to take care of you. And that's why Hillel was so secure. It didn't come from gaiva. It didn't come from Hillel being tough. It came from Hillel's anava, from his humility, that he walked around with the self-confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has my back. And that's how we should try to walk around. By repeating again and again, Oymar Lashem Machsium Tzudasi, Rabbeinu Shalom, I have the confidence that you have my back. My confidence is not in myself, it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I have confidence in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come through and will truly be Machsium Tzudasi.